Blog Talk Radio. Providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a quality you can appreciate. Manapro, nurturing life. Andy Schneider, the Chicken Whisperer, is visiting with his dad and having quality time with his new son. He is in the chat room, so we'll be having being able to communicate with him today. His internet connection isn't very good up there, so I'm hosting the show today. My name is Pat Foreman, and I'm the co-host. I'm also an avid poultry advocate, if you haven't figured that out yet, and the author of several sustainable agricultural books, including Chicken Tractor, City Chicks, Day Range Poultry, and Backyard Market Gardening. Our guest co-host today is Jesse Paul of Big Bird, so this will certainly be, no doubt, an exciting and extraordinary and probably ecstatic show. Today is Friday, July 22nd, 2011, and we would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio today. It's only, this show is an hour and a half long. It's a live talk show, as you can tell, that is broadcast all around the world. This radio show is about keeping backyard poultry, doing show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com, and that's chickenwhisperer.com. And from there, you can follow us on Facebook, become a fan on Twitter, and visit our blog and sign up for the monthly e-newsletter called The Chicken Scratch. Okay, if you are listening live with us today, please join the live chat room that's going on right now. In fact, I can see it's filling up here pretty fast. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country and even the world. We do have an international following to our talk show. You can ask any questions that you might have for our special guests, and we have a lot of special and really extraordinarily talented guests when we have them on. To join the live chat room, it's really easy. Just log into Blog Talk Radio, click register. You can put your own name, whatever name you want to have in there, and then you can start clocking along right away with the chat room chickeneers, and it is truly that easy. I know you can do it. I would also invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite. I think it's one of all our favorites. And request to be a friend on the list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. Please do this today. And again, we'd like to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, Manapro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try Manapro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Looking for something? Find it online at BidBird Auctions. BidBird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. with so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made BidBird Auctions their new home. And get sold on BidBird.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All righty. Thanks for tuning in. Today is Fun, Frivolous, Frolicking, Fractured, Rated R for Rooster Friday. So anything goes today, folks. So we've got a bunch of trivia questions and prizes to give away. And BidBird is our co-host. Let me bring Jesse on. Mr. Jesse, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'd like to clear up a couple things if I can, Pat. First of all, it's BidBird, not Big Bird. And my name is Jesse Paul.
Did
from
I say Big Bird?
Big Bird? Yes, yes. I checked in the chat room.
I
you
love
called
Big
it Big Bird.
I grew up with
yes.
Big Bird.
Yes, and today Andy's away, so Bernie and Ert, or what do they call it? Bernie, what's those two guys from Sesame Street will be hosting instead. So there you go. Yes, not Big Bird.
Bird.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's probably a Freudian mistake from my childhood I'll be making a lot. I apologize in advance, Jesse, if I call you Big Bird instead of Bid Bird.
Oh, dear.
That's great.
Yes.
That's
yes.
What?
And on a Friday, nonetheless, you're on a roll, and I love the vocabulary. We've already heard a couple of blahs from you when you can't find the proper word, so... You're doing
this
great.
This is live radio. Yes, we're not edited. We don't have second chance. What comes out is it. So.
Yes. I just hope that Andy has a show to come back to after we've finished messing it up so bad. So.
Well, he's in the chat room, so he's with us here today. I don't see where we didn't think he'd be able to call in because of his internet connection is just so erratic, and we had trouble even talking this morning. But he is here, so behave yourself, Andy. He's listening.
Yeah,
the
so he's here.
He's listening. He's here. He's in the chat room.
But he can't mute me today, so this is great.
He's incognito, as he said earlier, as Jen.
Incognito, exactly. So.
Oh, dear. My goodness. I've got to share something. I was thinking about this just before the show. I have a little dog, Jesse, that gets so hot. And she's a little mixed terrier, kind of has a thick coat. And she has a flea allergy, apparently, or some sort of allergy that this time of year she'll just chew herself off. And when you touch her, it feels like she's got a really high fever. And I was at the dog agility trials several months ago and picked up what's called a cool coat. And it was developed for horses, and they put it on the chest of horses after a really hot workout, and it helps to draw the heat off of the bodies. And I thought, well, anything that will help my little Beamer, her name is Beamer. So, no, Whisper, I did not have any coffee today. I'm like this normally. Sorry. Well, anyway, this cool coat is working great with these hot climates. You just get it wet, kind of rinse it off, and then put it on her. And within 10 minutes, it takes her panting down, and her body temperature seems to drop, and her itching decreases. So I just wanted to put that out there for folks with having dogs that are panting and maybe even scratching and being too hot. Check out Cool Coat. It's C-O-O-L Coat, C-O-A-T, and apparently it's very popular in Florida. Should I get you one, Jesse?
No. I just want to clarify. You did say panting, right? I mean, you've been throaty and slipping all day. She stops her pants. Never mind.
She pants. Oh. You know what panting is.
Yes.
Stop yes, her pants. Little Beamer. Her name is Beamer because she might have a little bit of a terrier in her enough that she'll just look at you right in the eye, probably maybe a touch of border collie. She'll stare you down to get a little treat. I mean, she just beams right through you with that focus. Better focus than I have many times.
I have got to get back to doing internet searches and try to find a picture of you with Beamer in a wet panty, wet pantings, or wet panting jacket.
Sure,
coat,
easy, whatever. Easy, Jesse. Easy.
What? Never mind. Andy, I'm
contagious.
So sorry.
Oh, dear. Oh, how are you doing today, Jesse? What's up down your way?
Well, you know, besides it being real hot, and, you know, we discussed a little bit what's going on yesterday, things are getting better here. You know, we keep going on. But, you know, I've got a couple of really crazy chickens in the news, if you want.
Yeah, sure. We can go on with that.
I am going to post this one in the chat room, and I know you talk about it, and Andy talks about it regularly. Visit us in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. It's like the second part of the show. There's a lot that happens in there that you're missing out if you're not there. So, Pat, you already told them how to log in and where to go for that, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
People just go to blogtalkradio.com and click register, or it'll just automatically bring them up as a guest. If you want to do that. So just, if you're on the internet, just go to blog, B-L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, radio.com.
Gotcha. Well, there you go. This coming from web.orange.co.uk. Customer returns three-legged duck. There you go. A Chinese man who bought a duck at an agricultural market demanded a refund when he noticed it had three legs. The customer initially walked off, seemingly happy with his purchase, but returned an hour later. Trader Chen Daikon, who runs a chicken and duck shop in the market at Nanfujian province, said he immediately agreed to give the man his money back. He said the duck was too weird with his extra leg, and he feared it might be harmful to health, said Chen.
Huh.
I now keep the duck in the shop when people come just to see it, so it's actually been good for my business. So, could you imagine?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, there's a picture of the three-legged duck right there on the link that you posted. Wow, that we've got two-headed frogs and a three-legged duck. I wonder what caused that.
A little arsenic.
That's
in the
feet, scary.
Maybe.
Maybe a little what, Jesse?
A little arsenic in the feet or something, you know. You never know.
Oh well. Arsenic in the feed. Speaking of arsenic, I've got an arsenic in the feed story. For those listeners that are just tuning in, we've been tracking arsenic that has been used and put in poultry feed and pork feed since 1947. And, of course, arsenic is an accumulator. Yeah, wow is right. So it's been there for a long, long time. It's a feed additive that is supposed to help with the digestive problem called coccidiosis. And it's also supposed to help weight gain, and I'm not sure, I guess because they're not don't have diarrhea, but anyway, it's not innocent. And the inactive arsenic that goes into the feed and goes into the chickens goes through their system. Some of it stays in the tissues. That's been proven by a study from FDA. And then it goes out into the chicken litter. And then when the chicken litter gets wet, it turns back to the really dangerous kind. So we've got organic, we've got arsenic-laced fields probably all across the U.S., wherever there have been chicken farms. Well, anyway, this is from Canada now, because several months ago, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration did a trial on 100 chickens, and they found there were high arsenic levels, not high, they found there were trace arsenic levels in their livers. And so based upon that, Pfizer voluntarily agreed to withdraw from the U.S. market, just the U.S. market, the product Roxarsome. So now the Canadians are following up on this, and they've also been talking with Pfizer, and next month they plan to voluntarily, again, suspend the sales of Roxarsome. So what they're finding is that based upon this tiny little study of 100 chickens that FDA did, that the U.S. the Canadians are saying that the suspension of sales of the drug containing arsenic is a, quote, precautionary measure to remove any avoidable exposure to very low levels of inorganic arsenic in chickens treated with Roxarsome. They didn't mention anything about pigs, if they do use it or allow it in pig feed or if they're not. This is what got me about this article, besides that now that Canada is doing, we hope, of course, our southern friends, Mexico and South America, also pull Roxarsome, or Pfizer would voluntarily stop selling it. But says, well, whereas Pfizer's Animal Health Canadian arm had no official comment on the planned suspension, the New York-based Pfizer said in a June 8th release that, quote, unquote, extremely low levels found in the FDA study, listen to this, Jesse, this just dropped my jaw. The extremely low levels of arsenic found in the FDA study, this was arsenic in the tissues of the chicken, were, quote, equivalent to the amount of inorganic arsenic found in an 8-ounce glass of drinking water, unquote. Oh. Dang. I mean, my goodness gracious, that he didn't say anything where the drinking water comes from, if it's from, you know, public water, but it's, right. It's just implying that it's there all the time and we're just, so anyway, it goes on to say there's no need for people to alter their consumption of chicken. The low levels of arsenic occur naturally, which is true, in a wide range of commonly eaten foods that are considered safe to eat, including meats, fish, vegetables, grains, and legumes. Whoa. So one of the things that they don't say, just a minute, Jesse, it says the use in hogs in the U.S. was, quote, unquote, negligible, said Pfizer, and that they would continue working with the FDA to, quote, examine further relevant scientific data regarding the use of this product, Roxarsome, in animals that would continue, and Pfizer would continue to review its own results of the results of the FDA study. What does that tell you? One of the things I can tell you about arsenic, the toxic form of arsenic, is that it is cumulative in a body, and a 250 milligram dose, about the same dose as an aspirin, can be lethal. So, just had to throw that in.
Yeah.
There you go. So you three-legged ducks to arsenic.
Yep. They say you can find it naturally, or it's consumed naturally, whatever. So why would you, you know, want to add? That's kind of like the saying, well, you find it naturally in food, so don't worry about it. We're just going to add a little extra onto it. You know, I like that.
Yeah. Well, this was, I remember when I was in, you know, I have a degree in agriculture from Purdue, animal science, and I remember talking about it then, thinking that doesn't make sense, that you give arsenic for coccidiosis. I mean, there are other antibiotics for that besides,
right.
But anyway, it was a standard practice, but it's been going on as long as I can remember. We also remember, Jesse, it was about maybe 9 months ago, we had an article from a family that the children were having behavioral problems, and they couldn't figure it out. They finally did some tests, and they found that they had high arsenic levels, and they traced it to the bagged feed that they were giving their chickens. I mean, this was bagged feed out in their backyard. It wasn't by the ton kind of commercial feed. And that, so they switched that, and then that their levels started coming down, and that story just kind of evaporated. It just stopped. We didn't hear any more about it. There wasn't any more research that we had heard about it, and it seems like it would just had kind of been quelled. So I guess the question that one has to ask is if this arsenic from Roxasone is passed on through the chicken poo, most of it,
right.
What happens to it? Then where does it go? I mean, that's a big question. Of course, can go a lot of places where our environment goes. So
sure.
I think there's a lot
of
studies that are ripe for being done. Yes,
right.
It can be airborne as well. Yep.
So.
It can be airborne as well.
They were due to stop using it. I think they already stopped using arsenic now in the feed. Remember, they said they were going to stop using it within 30 days or something. Has that time elapsed yet, Pat?
No, I don't think that time has elapsed yet. That was a pretty recent article. I can go back in my files and pull that out. But it wasn't that long ago. And they didn't say anything about the South America feeds, whether they were going to do that or not.
Right.
So, well, anyway, I hope we do. I mean, we really have to get a food supply that is safe and nutritious and really, really good for our population. I think, as Michael Pollan said, until we really address the healthy food issue, we're not going to make much of a progress in the healthcare crisis, because the food we eat is so linked to the diseases and the state of our health or not health, dis-ease health.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I think the one important thing to point out or to remember, though, Pat, is that, you know, a lot of our food is imported. So, you know, just because perhaps maybe, you know, we are doing something here that other countries are not, does not necessarily mean that we are not getting imported chicken, perhaps in maybe in a freezer form or another other products imported that might have arsenic or other less than desirable ingredients in them. So, yes, it'd be nice to get
stopped
on a worldwide basis. Go ahead.
Since this whole thing has come up, Jesse, I'm a label reader. I love to read feed ingredient labels. I mean, I just like labels. And so since that time, I've specifically been looking to see if arsenic is ever listed anywhere in anything. And guess what I've discovered, at least from my limited survey?
What's that?
It's never listed anywhere. There's no line item for arsenic or the contents in the food of that. Not even on the feeds, on the bagged feeds, the 50-pound bags, I haven't seen it listed anywhere.
And of course it was in there the whole time, but just not listed. Isn't that something? What else are they hiding?
Well, we don't know. I mean, it's just a big unknown. It's just that, you know, if you don't look for it, you don't find it kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I got another news item here, Jesse. This is pretty interesting. We knew this was coming. We've been alluding to it and had just a couple of vignettes about it. And this comes just from a magazine or a issue called All About Feed. It came from the Internet. And this is saying that U.S. ethanol program is a threat to broiler production. The U.S. ethanol is now a threat to broiler production. We've been talking about how it doesn't seem right to be using all these grains to make alcohol, ethanol.
Right.
So because it's competing with, you know, world food and people food, animal food, all kinds of food that others can eat besides burning it in cars. So anyway, this came. The U.S. broiler industry is under intense economic pressure from the rising cost of feed grains, much of which is caused by the federal government's ethanol program, according to industry leader Mike Welch. So here it comes. I mean, it was just a train wreck waiting to happen, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg of it. It says proposed federal rules on the production and marketing of livestock and poultry have also put the industry under a cloud. He said that broiler companies have tried to weather the storm, but a very high, I mean really high, volatile corn prices. And this is what Mike Welch, who's the chairman of the National Chicken Council, testified before the Senate Committee on Agriculture. He went on to say, but now companies can no longer withstand the storm. They are trimming their production plans, which means growers receive fewer chicks to grow to market ready, and the processing plants, the work shifts are being reduced and some of them even eliminated because there are less chickens flowing through the pipeline. I could say flying through the pipeline, but we'll say they're flowing. So with less work time and more workers being laid off, he noted that one company had to eliminate an entire second shift and 300 jobs with it. And another company is announcing that it is going to cut over 200 jobs, specifically due to the cost of feed. So they're pointing to all of feed. A third company was forced to file for bankruptcy and had to sell its assets to another firm. And he says the pressures are having repercussions all across the board. He said banks and other lending institutions are telling troubled companies, these are broiler-producing companies, that enough is enough, meaning that sell your assets and repay your outstanding debts, the banks are saying. So the crisis, and they're calling it a crisis now, has come about largely because of the federal government's renewable fuels standard. The RFS, Renewable Fuel Standard, also known as the ethanol mandate, in which 40%, Jesse, 40% of corn production this year will be diverted from traditional uses, and the traditional uses are livestock feed, including poultry feed, into the production of ethanol to satisfy the federal requirement that 12.6 billion gallons of ethanol must be blended into gasoline for other vehicles.
Well, what was the article that we just talked about the other day? Was that I think the pendulum was kind of was swinging the other way, where most of the corn produced would actually go into fuel production rather than feed production for animals. Do you remember?
Well, they're saying
just had that article. So although 40%
well, they're saying 40% here.
Right. Yeah. Well, that might. I'm not sure exactly, you know, it's kind of contradictory, but it's either 40% or as much as over 50%, because we also read that most of the corn production was going that. So yes, it's either 40, 50, maybe more percent of the corn.
Well, whatever it is, Jesse, the price of corn has tripled since the renewable fuel standard has gone into effect. The cost of corn has tripled since then. So that's about all about feed coming to us from the U.S. broiler industry side about the feed. And their Chicken Council chairman, the National Chicken Council chairman, Mike Welch, has to say about ethanol. You got another chickens in the news, Jesse?
Oh, actually, it's kind of like a Friday type of story, if you want to hear it. It's not exactly Monday type of news. This comes to us from www.kxan.com. It's an NBC affiliate. Chicken adopts baby ostriches in manner. Adoptive mother taking care of younger ones under her wing. In Manor, Texas, chances are you've heard stories before about animals raising animals of a different breed, like perhaps cats nursing puppies. But at Crow's Nest Farm in Manor, there's an interesting dynamic playing out with some baby ostriches. We have all your basic farm animals with a few additions, said David Williams, director of Crow's Nest Farm, like buffalo and ostrich. Williams started taking in the large birds back in the 80s when farmers didn't want them anymore. It was a failed agricultural experiment of trying to market ostrich meat and other products. Actually, I remember when that was happening. Goes on to say, but when these birds started having babies, they never made it very long. We always had bad luck. Either the parents would step on them, or the owls would get them at night, or the coyotes would take them during the day, and none of them ever survived, said Williams. This time, Williams wanted to try something a little different. When the five ostrich babies were just a day old, he took them from their mother, put them in an aviary, and assigned them a new animal to the mom. A little black hen called her surrogate mama. She has taken them under her wing to speak, and she is mama. They go everywhere she goes, says William. They sleep together, eat together. It's quite the attachment. Yeah. But very soon, these cute little six-week-old ostriches may have to say goodbye to their new mom. After 3 months, they grow a foot a month and up to 8 feet. So talk about outgrowing your parents. They'll weigh about 300 pounds. The farm will build a new enclosure to the next current home so they can see the hens. While the transformation may be tough, a farmer tends to take a more practical view. Remember, they are birds, and their brain isn't bigger than the end of your finger, so it should help in the transition process, says Williams. Hopefully for their sake that'll be the case. So there you go. It's interesting that this black hen, and, you know, I put the link in the chat room. I'll do it again now. But this tiny little hand is raising these big, you know, six big ostriches. It's incredible sometimes how nature can kind of work like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is. That's a good one. That's a really good one. Let's see. I've got time for just one more here. This one is, it kind of goes on with the theme with the high fuel prices. And what kind of this is leading into is look out for chicken prices across the board. And this was on CBS, and it comes to us from Coleman, Alabama. It says, many chicken houses were torn apart by the Coleman, and that's C-U-L-L-M-A-N, Coleman tornado. We yep. covered that earlier. Even those which escaped damage were without power for days, so many farmers ended up spending big bucks on fuels for generator. But now the Coleman poultry farmers are struggling to keep their flocks from overheating. The blistering temperatures that we've got right now are forcing them to spend more on electricity and water at a time when high corn prices are already pinching their pocketbooks. If I were ever to lose power for some reason, my generator didn't kick in, this would be a tragedy. I'm going to probably lose about 80% of all the birds, and I've got 22,000 birds in my chicken house. This is from Robert Draper down there in Coleman. He says, I remember one time I lost 10,000 birds because the electricity went out, but these houses, they're bigger, and they've got a lot more birds in them. Says, we use a whole lot more electricity and a whole lot more water just trying to keep them cool. Just for instance, today, when he checked his controls, he had used 1,600 gallons of water per house.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is like, oh, my God.
That's a lot of water.
So a lot of the houses got destroyed, so the chicken companies are having to scramble now to have enough houses to grow the amount of chickens they want to grow, and they're having double challenges trying to do it in this heat. So expect broiler prices to start going up here. Yeah. Okay.
That's all the more reason, Pat, that more people should have poultry, that they should be, you know, almost self-sufficient in poultry. I mean, it's when you can spread the love a little bit, so to speak, and everybody has some, it's not as demanding or stressful to one area or to one farmer. So, you know, the part of the problem or part of the solution might be, you know, if more people were allowed to have backyard poultry, we wouldn't be so dependent maybe on chicken farms. What do you think?
Well, you know what I think.
work with me here, Pat.
Yeah, but also supporting local farmers that do have maybe they raise 200 or 500 birds a season, or even some of them are doing a couple thousand broilers. I mean, they're usually out on pasture. They're not in the farms and barns, or they're not
right.
in the barns, and they can just, you know, if you lose 500 birds, say, of a batch out of three or four batches during a season, that's not quite the same as losing 22,000 birds because your electricity went out. Yeah. So, and of course, backyard flocks, I can't think of a better protection against local food supply, to have local food supply, than to have a family flock. And if those grocery store lines get broken from the transport, you'll still be having eggs, even a chicken dinner. If worse comes to worse, I can tell you a lot of the chicken feed, at least the organic chicken feed that I feed mine, it's probably a lot healthier for me, would be healthier for me than a lot of the prepared foods and the value-added foods in the grocery store.
Yeah, the important thing that you did say, and I just don't think that it's in the forefront of people's mind enough, as you say, local food source. I mean, you really need to concentrate on that. If you can find food locally, you know, I wish there was more fresh, you know, places where you could buy fresh broilers, whatever, that were raised somewhat locally instead of shipped from, you know, out of state, three, four, five states away, costing a lot of money and fuel. That, you know, it's a vicious cycle. We need more corn for the fuel, and we're shipping our food sources from all over the place, so we kind of are in this vicious circle. Do you know what I mean, Pat?
The dots don't really connect very well, do they?
Well.
we're entering into, I think, really super competition for a lot of these resources, including food and feed. So, but we'll get it right. I mean, once we realize that it doesn't work, we'll just hopefully change. But meanwhile, local foods are, the local foods movement is thriving. It hasn't crested, even close to being crested. And a lot of people are just getting family flocks all across the country. Well, listen, on that note, Jesse, let's do a little bit of sponsor honoring here. We can run a few ads. And today, our special guest is Jesse Paul. And today is Freaky, Fun, Frivolous, Fractured, Frolicking, R for Rated Rooster Friday.
Wow, she did it.
So we'll be back just after a few of these announcements.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Welcome back for Frivolous Frolicking Fun Friday. And, Jesse, we have a bunch, I mean a bunch of prizes to give away here. I hope you've got a bunch of trivia questions, because that would be great. I've got a few lined up here.
Oh, my goodness. Andy, you know, listen, Andy's in the chat room, and I mentioned it before. You've got to be in the chat room because you're missing half the show. If you click on the link that he put in the chat room, what kind of...
Oh, God. It is Fun Friday, but yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, how are you supposed to continue doing this show when Andy is putting these links up? Have you seen, Pat, just go ahead and click on it real quick.
There's chickens in a hot tub is one of them, and they're just all, they don't have swimsuits on either. They've been dressed, I guess you'd say.
It's one showing his tan lines. It's just funny. Just Andy is
tan lines
and
a bikini.
Yes. So plenty of trivia questions. Okay. And when are we supposed to start this?
Okay, well, now here's how it goes, as everyone hopefully knows. If you'll call in with the number, and you'll send your information to the Chicken Whisperer at thechickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.net, and include your name, your shipping address, and your phone number, and what prize that you won. So that's the plan. And what we'll do then is, usually, Jesse, we keep score of who's male or female, which one's got the most. And do you want to start? Why don't we let you start, since you're our special guest co-host here?
Oh, yes, I'm special. Thank you. I'm so
you
special.
You are special.
You just can't even remember my name, Pam, but that's okay.
Did I not call your name right? Did I call you Jesse?
No, you did, but you called me Big Bird earlier.
Oh, Big Bird instead of Big Bird.
That's okay. That's okay, Pam.
You've got to be forgiving, Jesse.
Oh, I am. I am. So it just takes a while. So anyway, and I've called you Pam twice, and you didn't get that either. So okay. So trivia question: what bird was originally known as the Winnebago? What breed of American bird was originally known as the Winnebago? What do you think of that?
What bird was originally known as the Winnebago? I thought that wasn't that a travel trailer?
Yeah, it is, but it was also one of the birds was originally known.
Okay.
The Winnebago.
You want to go ahead and type that in the chat room then? So, what bird was originally known as the Winnebago? Call in and let's choose number 6. We're going to take caller number 6. So let me get over here to clear the chat room. Don't do it yet because I'm going to clear everyone from the chat room. Let's see. I think I can clear people from the chat room here. Okay. You can go now. Caller number 6. Call in at 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. What chicken was the original Winnebago? There you have it. That's a good one there, Jesse.
Yeah, you know the answer, because I do not, so I hope you know the answer.
The answer is according to you, whatever one you want. And our prize today, let me tell you, so that while we're waiting for people to call in, our prize today is from Critter Coop, CritterCages.com. It's a brooder kit. This is like the best one is this first year. A brooder kit worth $50 from CritterCages.com. And Andy, if you're in the chat room, if you could post that link, that would be really helpful. So it's a brooder kit for $50, caller number 6, that knows the answer to what original breed was called the Winnebago.
Right. 347-637-3237. Huh? Yes. What breed was originally known as or called the Winnebago? And a clue there is an American breed to help you narrow it down. So.
Yeah. It's an American breed, okay.
It is an American breed. So, and you said the 6th caller on that?
Yes, the 6th caller. And Jen, there says there's no CritterCages.com. Did I get that wrong? Oh, there it is. It's www.critter-cages.com. There we go. A brooder kit worth $50. You can get your little baby chicks and raise them and just get started with your backyard poultry and your emergency preparedness plans. In case something happens, you'll have your own chickens and eggs right there in your backyard.
Yeah.
Let's see. We're almost there.
Everybody's probably...
The chat room's pretty full today.
Yes. Everyone's probably Googling the question as quickly as possible. So let me see. Are we at number 6 yet, Pat?
Well, yes, we are. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In fact, Jesse, today, let's keep the numbers low because the switchboard here is not numbered. I've got to count down. So that's good. We've got way more than 6. This is area code 405 I'm going to bring on. If you're area code 806, do not hang up, because if area code 405 does not have the answer right, you will be next. So area code 405, are you there? Hello? Area code 405. Hello? I guess, okay, we're going to go to area code 860. Area code 860. Are you there?
Hello?
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 There we go. Got a live one.
Yuck, smash, use guys.
these guys is, yeah, on a Friday.
You know who this is,
Walter?
Yeah.
Hey, Walter, how are you?
Good. How's it going, Jess?
It's going well. So, Walter, do you know the answer? What American breed was originally known as the Winnebago?
Wynedote.
It is the Wynedote. You are correct.
Wynedote. Use guys.
Wynedot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Wynedote news guys. Good, congratulations, Walter. Good to hear your voice.
Good
very
deal.
Good.
How's the weather? Nice and hot?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about Pat, but we're 100 every day. But that's normal for us. So
yeah, that's what we're getting. We're getting it. But the heat index up here with the humidity is like 108.
Wow.
It's
wow.
very bad,
yeah.
the humidity. Very bad.
Yeah.
I got ice in the waters and fans going and
wow.
misters going. Yeah, it's they're staying good though. All the chicks are staying good.
Well, good. Good.
Okay, nice talking
okay.
to you guys.
Now, Walter, you know the routines now, really
yep.
good, don't you, Walter? Just okay, so I don't need to repeat it there. So congratulations,
yep.
you'll have another brooder kit.
Okay, thank you much. I'll talk to you guys
thanks,
later. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Walter.
I absolutely
okay.
love Walter. He's just cracking up
great.
Every time I talk to him. Use guys, it sounds like my cousin Vinny, you know? Use guys with the youth.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to clear the switchboard here again, and let's go to, let me zip it out. Let's see. The next question, I guess it's the ball's in my court, unless you're loaded with trivia questions, Jesse. Do you have a whole bunch?
Well, no, actually.
Okay. I got one.
Yeah, go
no problem. The question is, what is a broody box? What is a broody box? Then that's the question. So call in at 347-637-3237. The prize for this one is it's from Hobby Hill Farm, and it's a set of three drink coasters that have different chickens on them. So you can get drink coasters with chickens and really amaze and impress your neighbors when they come over for drinks. You can give them a cocktail, and then you can have these chicken coasters to serve that cocktail on. So call in at 347-637-3237. If you know what a broody box is. Do you know what a broody box is, Jesse?
I do, but I guess I got to call in to tell you so that I can win
yeah,
the prize.
Yeah, don't say it on the air. Don't say it on the air. What is a broody
gotcha.
Box?
Gotcha.
You know what was fun is I've been looking for pictures of broody boxes because I'm working on a book called The Way of the Hen. It's about incubating eggs and brooding chicks naturally using broody hens. And I'll be darned if one didn't come up from the specifications of about an 1850s box. A friend had it in their barn and let me borrow it. So I'm gonna test it out and just see how it goes. And I tell you, I've got to get this picture of the chicken with the tan lines off my desktop here. It's just too distracting. So let me click that off.
So,
gosh.
No, Pat, I was talking, and I'm going to put the link in here now, to Paul from Greenfire Farms. He has imported a bunch of very, very rare breeds from the UK and all over the world to the U.S. They're quarantined up in New York and everything else. And he said he could join us on Tuesday, and I thought that would be an interesting show, find out what the process is to bring birds in legally. And what he has going on out there, if you get a chance to visit Greenfire Farms, my goodness, he's got birds I guarantee you've never heard of, seen them before.
Oh, that's great. And you say Tuesday he can come on.
Yes.
That'd be fabulous because there must be so many regulations and provisions he has to go through to import birds like that.
Right.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much every bird he has out there is an import of some kind. And I've been to his facility, so, you know, what an absolute, model for a poultry farm he has, or for, I would say backyard poultry. It's a little larger than that, but how about a very large-scale backyard poultry operation, let's put it that way. It's just beautiful, beautiful birds, just an outstanding facility he has. So, yeah, he'll be here Tuesday, and I'm looking forward to talking with him if Andy's not back and he still needs me, Pat.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we're gonna play it by ear a little bit. It kind of depends, but that sounds great. go ahead and book him for Tuesday, either way. Okay.
Book him, Dana.
Listen,
we got it. Do it.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. We've got call, what did we say? Caller number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's caller number 5. This is area code 365. If you are area code 620, do not hang up. In case 365 does not know the answer. So, hello, 365, are you there? Area code 365, are you there? Hello. Another one they hung up just too soon. Oh, my gosh, that was second.
What is
okay.
the prize, by the way? Teacher Jen wants to know, which is Andy, what is the prize?
Oh, well, the prize was the three drink coasters that has a different chicken on each coaster. So you can serve
right.
your cocktails with pride and humor. Okay, so we're going to go to area code 620. Area code 620, are you there? Hello? Area code 620? I hear you live. All right.
I do
no
not
answer.
Hear.
I just hear some. Okay. Well, then we got to go to the next one. Okay. Sorry, area code 620. You've just been, X'd out. Area code 940. 940. Are you
That's
there?
That's me.
All right. You're the third in line. Great. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
Allison, and I'm calling from Graham, Texas.
Allison from Texas. How's the heat down there, Allison? Are you guys
Very
frying
hot.
Like usual? Oh, my
Very
gosh. Do you have chickens, Allison?
Yes, I do, and having to hose them down and try to keep them cool.
Wow.
Well.
Yeah. Well, hope they're going to be all right. Yeah, and what breed do you have, Allison? Do you have a special heat-tolerant breed down there?
Not well. Mine all do pretty good. I mostly have production reds. And,
okay.
You know.
Excellent.
They do pretty
okay.
good if I keep it wet.
Yeah. I've got some production reds. I have two. So, Allison, do you know what is a broody box?
Well, my best description would be a box separate from the rest of them. It's bigger so you can put their food and their water in it. So they have, you know, they can stay in there and not have to go in and out.
Right. It's a box where a hen can have some peace and space and time of her own to sit
right.
on that nest. And it's mainly used not to keep her in so much, but to keep the others out. So they don't go and lay extra eggs there, but also to just keep her safe and give her a private place to do her extended meditation,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah,
waiting.
Yeah, really. Great. Okay, Allison, do you know the routine? You send an email to... Okay. Okay, very good. Well, you will get your... congratulations. You will get your three drink coasters with different chickens on them so you can you two can amuse and amaze your friends at
Thank
parties.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allison.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
How cool was that, Jesse?
That was very cool. You know,
speaking of cool, I have a request. Go ahead.
Sure. I was just going to say, you know, I know a way that we do to keep our birds cool is to kind of wet them down, their fluff underneath their wings. It keeps them incredibly cool. You know, just... We take spray bottles and just get them all nice and misted down up underneath their wings, and that helps keep these birds cool when it's 100-plus degrees out there. So just a little tip that we've used over the years.
Yeah. I was at the hardware store looking at, they have some of these misters. They just sort of spray a mister on there.
The problem is you can't put the mister in their pens because of it'll wet the droppings and you get into a bad situation there. So you know, if you were to have a mister out of where their pen or run is and where there isn't a lot of fecal matter, it's okay. But you gotta be careful if you use those misters in actually where they're at, that their litter is actually very clean.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, moist,
that's a very good
moist
point.
Litter is well, it's a bad thing for birds, obviously. So.
Oh yeah, the all the bad things. But speaking of cool, we have a request from the chat room to have Christmas in July.
Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Here we go. Makes you feel cooler. I'm cooling off already.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I don't have to wipe my forehead here while I'm doing this.
Who requested this?
I'll give you my guess. And I've got pills.
Are you fucking along, Pat? You are definitely Andy Stonehouse. I can tell he has rubbed off on you.
He taught me everything I know.
Yes, yes. Sounds like it.
Yeah. And I said, I think you need a new pet name, Jesse. I think I really should just routinely call you Big Bird because you're such
That's
a great
nice.
Guy with such a big heart. So
nice.
That way I can...
Just remember, I've got Photoshop, and I've been nice to you lately. So just you can call
I've
me.
I've run your
you
commercial
want.
Three times.
Yes, I know.
Okay,
I know
we got, let's move along here. We've got enough time just before we have a sponsors break to do one more prize. Let's do one from. Okay, well, the prize today, the trivia question prize, is from My Pet Chicken, mypetchicken.com, and it's the Chunky Chicken Caviar. All of our
chicken
favorites.
Chunky
Chicken Caviar that includes vegetarian-fed insects. So for the Chunky Chicken Caviar. Let's see, I'm going to choose the number. I'm going to choose caller 7. And then, Jesse, it's your question, if you can. What's your question that you got?
I've got one. I believe there's at least 4, if not 5, but can you name at least 2 breeds that have 5 toes on each foot? So
name 2 breeds.
2 breeds of chicken that have 5 toes on each foot. I think there's 4 or 5 of them. Can you name at least 2 that have 5 toes on each foot?
Okay. 2 breeds, 5 toes.
Yes.
What about a 3-legged duck?
Oh, yeah, you know... That'd be great for the Hooter restaurants, wouldn't it? If they could have 3-legged chickens, 4-legged chickens?
I don't know.
You know? What, you mean you don't go there for the food? You know.
I eat out so little. It's pretty pathetic, really. But, yeah, maybe. And then of course, those nuggets, maybe they'll start growing more nuggets on chickens.
Right.
I don't know. Whatever. 347-637-3237. Caller number 7, if you would call in. The switchboard is open. And let's just take a quick sponsor break here, and I'll be right back. Let's see.
Hit the Bitbird.
You wish.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Okay, we're back here. Call in at 347-637-3237. If you can name 2 breeds of birds that have 5 toes each. And I'm Pat Foreman, your co-host today, along with Jesse Paul, who's our very special co-host, always keeps the ball rolling, while the Chicken Whisperer, Andy Schneider, is visiting with his father. So, okay, let's see. I've got it here. Let's go with area code number 253. Area code 253. You're live. Hold on. There you go. You're live on the air now. That's you.
I hope
yes,
that's
indeed.
Me. Oh, good.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Woo Spooky, Jill. I am in Gig Harbor, Washington, where it's going to be a high of 72 today.
Oh, wow. brag.
Yeah.
And I know that.
That's great.
Robin,
I'm
going to
go to
caller 9, Pat. Let's just go to caller 9, sure.
No. This is my new best friend.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we need somewhere to visit.
Inviting everybody to come cool off.
Yes.
I love Gig Harbor. Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Jeffrey Blandon is up there in Gig Harbor, and the Functional Medicine Institute's there, I think.
Oh,
what,
nice.
What did you say your name is in the chat room, Jill?
Woo Spooky.
Woo Spooky.
W-O-O Spooky. Uh-huh.
How did you choose that name?
My grandfather used to call me that because I scared him one Halloween when I was 3.
Aww. Woo Spooky, that is so cool. I have a chicken I'm going to name Woo Spooky. She kind of sneaks
up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to name a chicken after you. Woo Spooky, she's beautiful too. Nice. Okay, Jill, do you know the answer to the question to Rin? Chunky chicken caviar. So, Jesse, you're the judge on this.
Sure.
Silkies have 5 toes. Dorkins have 5 toes.
Yep.
And that brand new breed that I find fascinating, which are called showgirls.
Oh.
Yes. Well, that's great.
Have
we need
you
to
seen
see
them?
Yes, there's more. Yes, that's yes, we have. We've seen a lot come through through the auction at Bidbird. So yes, I have seen them. I haven't seen them, you know, live. I've just seen pictures of them. So yeah.
Oh, they're phenomenal.
They're very good
looking. And my black copper Morans are really going to love their caviar.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Made with vegetarian-fed insects.
I'm going to count and make sure the right number in each one.
Right. Yeah, good luck
and
with
remember,
that. You've got to get a microscope.
Yes, read the label, right, Pat?
Read the label, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
I will. I absolutely will. Well, thank you so much, and I'm loving the show today.
Oh, well, thank you. And you know to call in how to get your prize. Make sure to call into the Chicken Whisperer.
I'll go ahead and email in to thechickenwhisperer.net.
Excellent. Include the prize name in the subject, and then your name and address and phone number.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Congratulations, Jill. I'll go dub my chicken right after the show to win Spooky.
Bye.
Okay. Very good. Okay,
yes.
So
imagine 72 degrees. I am jealous.
Oh, and the thing
is,
up there, it stays about that constant. They don't have really cold winters because, at least they didn't used to, because of the Gulf Stream, or not the Gulf Stream, the whatever the stream over there is on the West Coast. But
I love that. Yeah, whatever the stream is, we'll go with that.
Yes. Yeah, whatever the stream is.
Yes. Okay. We have streams down here in the Gulf as well. I think they're called Gulf Streams up there. I'm not sure, but anyway.
Well, isn't there a Gulf Stream that also goes across the Atlantic? I mean, that starts down there with you guys and then goes clear across the Atlantic.
Yes, or as Walt says, use guys. Yes, it starts down here with us guys. But anyway, what do we have next, Pat?
Okay, well, I think you get to choose the number, and I get to ask the question. What number caller do you want, Jesse?
Oh, let me see. Let's go with number. Let's just do it easy. 4.
Number 4. Okay, number 4. And the call-in number is 347-637-3237. Let me just, I'm going to clear the board here. Jesse, if I clear you, call back.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Okay, the question is, this comes from one of our older shows, but I think it's really interesting, given this is kind of the time of season when we're gathering seeds. And according to Jane Jensen of Living Gardens, about how long will lettuce seeds last in the freezer when kept in an airtight container? And I'll take a range of years on that. So about how long can you keep your lettuce seeds in the freezer, and it's longer than you might think. So I just posted that in the chat room there. 347-637-3237. The prize on this one, Jesse, is from Murray McMurray, and it's going to be note cards that have, of course, a chicken on it. What else? and they're printed, so you can get these printed note cards to send your thank you notes for getting all these wonderful trivia prizes from Murray McMurray. So I've got some chicken note cards from a local artist friend, and I use them a lot, as you can tell. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. You know, Andy's just got some of the best sponsors. The who's who in the poultry industry, mainly the backyard poultry industry, are sponsors of Andy's show. So if you get a chance and you see the links coming up in the chat room, make sure to visit them because they are keeping the show going for you. So thank you to Murray and everybody else. Yes.
Right. And here's to thank McMurray. So hold on.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Okay, we're back live with Jesse Paul and Pat Foreman, your host today for the Chicken Whisper Talk Show.
The question is, according to Jane Jensen of Living Gardens, how long will lettuce seeds last in the freezer in storage in the freezer when kept in an airtight container? Is that right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I asked that when I thought it was appropriate today because there's so many. We had our Poultry and Garden Club meeting last night, the Shenandoah Valley Poultry and Garden Club meeting. And, boy, the keeping seeds was always coming up, and we're starting to do a routine almost seed swapping. And I've got this seed, and what do you have? So it's getting to be quite a boost to local agriculture. So the more you know about saving seeds from year to year, of course, the more self-sufficient you can be and even share them and save money as well. Okay,
right.
So 347-63. Caller 4, and I got enough here. 1, 2, 3, there we go. Okay, area code 270. Area code 270, you're live on the air of the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show. Hello.
Yes, good morning. I'm guessing it's going to be about 2 years.
You're right. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Suzanne. I'm also known as Critter Lover in the chat room.
Critter Lover! Oh, one of my favorite chat room chicken ears. All right, Suzanne. Well, Suzanne, you are right, and I would probably give that to you anyway, but... But it's a little bit longer. I have to say it's a little bit longer than 2 years, Suzanne. So I'm afraid we've got to go to the next caller. But think whoever the next caller is, think quite a few more years than that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So, thanks for calling in, though, Suzanne. Okay. Okay, so we're going to go to area code 365. Area code 365, you're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show. Hello? 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 Are they there? Oh, dang.
I don't hear anybody.
I don't hear anything either. Okay, area code 978.
Hey,
area
Pat.
Code 978.
Oh, I hear
you're
somebody.
You're live on the air.
Hello?
Good, we got a live one.
Hey.
Yeah, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Bard Rock.
Oh, Bard Rock.
Yeah, I'm on speakerphone because my handset just died.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Sorry about your handset.
Yeah, I'm going to say 6 years.
Six years,
Pat. The range. Yeah, I'll accept that. It's 5 to 7, according to Jane Hansen. So six years is within the range. So congratulations. You will get the note cards with chickens with a chicken print on the front.
Awesome.
And I know you know the routine, Bard Rock. I mean, that's you've won quite a few here on the show.
I have. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. That's
You're welcome.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Bard Rock. So he gets the prize from Murray McMurray. There you go.
That's right.
No cards.
Murray McMurray. Okay. So, Jesse, I see that you've got an awesome question.
I do. We need to. There you go. They're going to get Bard Rock.
Cord. Hello.
We still have Bard Rock on.
It's hard to X him out. You know, I really like him. But there you go. Okay.
I got you.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
I have got a great question, actually, and we'll see who's been paying attention here in the last few weeks, if not a little longer. Time flies. So the next question is, actually, what is the prize first, Pat?
Okay, thank you. The prize is a Happy Hen Treat from RandallBerkey.com. It will have the Mealworm Frenzy. The Mealworm Frenzy from RandallBerkey.com. It's a happy, make your hens really happy. So
yeah,
that's the prize.
So visit Randall Berkey at RandallBerkey.com. The question is, on Andy's on his cards, on the cards he made up, what do you call them, Pat, his collector card?
Yeah, I've got my pack right here.
Yeah, on the pack of collector cards, which card was misprinted and had to be redone? So on the collector card series, see who was paying attention, which bird was featured and had to be reprinted because it was misprinted? So caller number what, Pat?
Caller number 3, and that's that particular card now is a really valuable collector's item. There are so few of them in the world. So it's caller number 3, 347-637-3237. Did you get a deck of those with Jesse?
Oh, no. I'm working on a deck of my own, and it features the one of you carrying the white silk, the black dress, and many others of Andy in different dresses, not dresses, but dress. Different clothes.
Well,
you've
got to get a permission and release to use my photo, you know.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I've got one already. It's you know, you just don't know it, but I've got everything I need, and we'll be releasing the Pat Forman edition of the trivia
card. Oh, dear. Oh, shudder. 347-637-3237. Okay. Oh, my goodness. You do have a very creative mind there, Jesse. I have to give you a lot of credit on that.
Yeah. My favorite was probably Andy hosting the Emmys or the Grammys whenever when Lady Gaga walked in. I thought that was the best.
That was really great. That was really good.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to play the Randall Berkey tribute here. So we'll be back in just a second, and the switchboard is lighting up. We'll be back we'll be right back.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
All righty. There's Randall Berkey. So call in. The question again, Jesse, is which card had a misprint?
Yes. What breed on the card, on the chicken collector cards, what breed had a misprint?
Okay. Caller number 3. Here we go. This is area code 410. And if you're area code 2270, don't hang up in case they don't know. So area code 410, you're live on the air at the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show. Please give your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Kathy calling from Maryland.
Hello,
Kathy.
Kathy
from Maryland. Great.
What's your temperatures like up there?
Oh, I think it's like 98 right now.
98. So, yes, welcome to the rest of the country.
It feels like it's about 120.
Oh, geez.
Oh, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, try to stay cool. Do you know what breed on Andy's trader cards had a misprint?
I think it was the Rhode Island Red.
I think you are. No, it was not.
Uh-uh.
It's
nope.
It's not.
It wasn't.
No, according to the Chicken Whisperer, it was not.
Okay, then.
But thank you for calling in, Kathy. We're going to go to the next caller, which is area code 860. 860, you're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, you guys, I'm back again.
He must have the magic fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yakshamash.
Oh.
Yeah, so what's going on?
Do you know the answer?
Bar Plymouth Rock.
It was the Bar Plymouth Rock is correct. How many? Here's a little bonus. A little bonus. Andy wants to know how many misprinted decks were shipped.
150.
I don't know. Is that correct, Andy? Can you give us a thumbs up in the chat room? No, he says. You are wrong.
What do you mean, no?
He's arguing with, you know what? He's arguing with the host. Is that allowed, Pat?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's Friday. I mean, we... Jesse, you do that all the time.
Oh, geez. Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. As you know, we are a politically correct talk show because chickens have right wings and they have left wings. So we're very well balanced.
We are equal opportunity offenders.
That's right. Equal opportunity offenders. Yeah.
But so very he good. Is right. It was Bard Rock.
Yes.
And I'm sure Walt knows what to do.
Yes, yeah. To claim your prize, you know, Walter, to chickenwhisperer.net, and then state the name of the prize in the subject area and list your address, name, and phone number, and it will go
out
to you.
You must know what was the prize. It was the Happy Hand Treats from Randall Berkey, Walter. And it's funny, Sarah.
Real worm frenzy.
Yeah. Sarah says, go buy a lotto ticket, Walt. You're on a roll today, so there you go.
Okay, let's take a little commercial break here. We're ripping through them really, really good, which is wonderful. And we've got quite a few to go. But let's honor our sponsors. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. So stay tuned, folks. This is Freaky, Fun, Frivolous, Frolicking, R-Rated Friday for Rooster. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HoppyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HoppyHillFarm.com. That's HoppyHillFarm.com.
If you're looking for a quality made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-6868. 7257. Ware Manufacturing.
All righty. Welcome back to the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show. Today is Fun, Frivolous, Freaky Friday. And, Jesse, I like that question you posted. Do you want to use that for the next prize?
Sure. Go ahead, Pat. What do you think?
Okay.
Caller number five?
Okay. Caller number five. All righty. And what the prize, or yes, is from ManaPro. It's one of the ManaPro posters that everybody loves, that has all the chicken breeds on there. So it's a ManaPro poster from ManaPro, and it's caller number five. If you know the answer to Jesse's question, call in at 347-637-3237. And the question, Jesse.
Question is, what day of the week? What day of the week do birds hate the most? Remember, it is Friday, Freaky, Frivolous, Rated R for Friday. So with that in mind, what day of the week do chickens hate the most?
In theory, anyway.
In theory.
Okay. And here comes a tribute to ManaPro. Hold on just a minute.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
All righty. Welcome back. So which day of the week do chickens tend to hate the most?
Look at the chat room is going. The chat room is going live here right now. I see Andy. He's screaming. I know. I can see him in the class with his hand up. And then there's Walter wanting to go for the hat trick. I see Walter Rad in here going, I know. So caller number five. How close are we, Pat?
We're there. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Area code 765. Area code 765. You're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show. State your name and where you're calling from.
Kyle from Indiana.
Kyle from Indiana.
Hello.
Oh, a Hoosier. Hey, a fellow Hoosier. Hi, Kyle. Okay.
So Kyle,
do you know
the... Go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, Jesse. It's your question. It's a good question.
Okay. Kyle, just wondering, could you answer the trivia question, which is, what day of the week do chickens hate the most or dislike the most?
Friday.
It would be Friday. That is correct. Pat?
Woo! Congratulations, Kyle. Now, Kyle, you know the answer. You know the routine. Have you won before on the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show?
Yes.
Okay, so you know the routine to go to chickenwhisperer.net and send an email. Very good.
Right.
Okay, Kyle, thank you so much for calling in. Now, we have a treat here at the end. I hadn't noticed this in the chat room, but Andy is on the line, 706. Whisperer,
hey.
Are you there?
How you doing, Pat?
Andy.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Whisperer. Great. How are you doing with your dad and little Caleb? And I hope you're having a great time.
We're doing well. He slept really good last night, so mom and dad got some well-needed rest, and that's what we're planning on doing up here. There's no contractor to make decisions for. There's no animals to feed. There's no painting to do, no yard. I mean, so we've got away from the hustle and bustle. But right now, so yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and we're just going to sit back and relax. And he slept, but he only woke up once throughout the night last night, so that was wonderful. And so I know you can hardly hear me, so that's why I didn't call in today, because I have horrible phone up here in the mountains, and I have horrible internet. It's slow as Christmas. And did I say Christmas? Hit it.
Did you say Christmas?
He said Christmas in July.
Play ride. Hit it, Pat. I said Christmas.
Okay, I'm coming.
Oh, yeah. This is dedicated to Fiona.
Yeah.
Dedicated to her, everybody out there in this land.
Okay.
guys are peas in a pod.
Somebody in the chat room, again, that's because it's faint because I have horrible phone and internet, but somebody said, oh, he sounds so relaxed, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do, just kind of sit back and relax and enjoy a few days, and then, like I said, I should be back in the loop Monday and Tuesday, even though I'll still be on the road. Pat, you will take the lead,
great,
of course, and
okay,
but I should be on as normal Monday and Tuesday, but Al will play Jesse's role. And Pat, you will still lead on Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday I'll be back in the driver's seat, and we should have great show programming all next week. But it looks like time's kind of running out, so I'm going to let y'all do wrap up the show, and want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And the password today, Pat, is?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. The password today is Broody, and the password yesterday was Orphington. So Orphington and Broody today for the password. Yes. Thanks for that reminder.
I want to send a special shout out to the folks in the chat room, including, of course, Tater Farm and Sarah, a couple of my biggest fans out there. And it's always good to see you in there. And, of course, Rhode Island Ruby. So, all right, and everybody else in the chat room, we'll see y'all on Monday. Pat, and have a great one. Jesse, thanks for co-hosting today. And
my pleasure.
Yeah, everybody has a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Y'all take care. See y'all on Facebook.
Yo, thanks for calling in, Whisper. Absolutely. Yes, there you go, Rhode Island Ruby. You were feeling neglected because Whisper wasn't there to call you in. So, Rhode Island Ruby, it's just not the same if Andy doesn't do a visit. Okay, we've got just about 2.5 minutes left. Jesse, any final thoughts for the show today or any words of advice about staying cool during this heat wave?
No, just stay in the shade, keep the birds cool, and obviously, try squirting them under their feathers to keep them cool, and like Andy said, he'll be back Monday, so looking forward to having him back. I appreciate you letting me co-host the last couple of days. Thanks to the chat room for being here, and Pat, you can take it away.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it is Fun Friday. Everyone have a wonderful weekend coming up. I know in Rockbridge County, that's the state fair, there's a big the Right On band is playing tonight, and I know some of us want to go, but we're wondering if it's going to be too hot. But forget that. I'll probably go anyway. Jesse Paul, a Bit Bird, thanks so much for coming and helping out with the show, being the guest co-host, and of course our chat room chicken ears. Yeah, you've been great, Jesse. Just be nice now. You got to be nice to me with those photos.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Make my mother proud, all right?
Yes, remember your mother's plot. Sure.
That's right. Our chat room chicken ears, you've been extraordinary today. Thanks for calling in, and then thanks for all the great questions and, of course, the great answers. BlogTalkRadio.com provides the radio, the chat, and the video services. And, of course, Andy Schneider is the Chicken Whisperer. I'm Pat Foreman, and Jesse Paul has been our co-host today. And you poultry pioneers, you know we love you so much. Blessings to all. We love you all so much. And may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Thank you.